Chapter 8. May 9th of year 19. Marchenko 2. The exploration of the building can wait. Marchenko 2 dives back to the bottom of the ice cave, where he had discovered the strange piece of trashed technology. The thing looks like a reptile that had its tail and legs chopped off by someone. The fractures are uneven, so there was obviously violence involved. One can still see the rudiments of what must have been six limbs. It is also obviously not a living creature, but a piece of technology. Somebody built this thing, and he has an idea of who that somebody was. How long has it been lying down here? It is still radiating some heat. The control unit is probably in standby mode. The thing is sleeping. Marchenko, too, examines it from all sides. When he looks at its surface under extreme magnification, the traces of nanofabricators are obvious. There's only one other person on Proxima B with access to this technology. The other, Marchenko, probably built this object as a scouting unit. It must have been involved in a conflict with the security mechanisms of this building. So things did not go so well. This tells him he has to be careful during exploration. He turns the object around to look at its lower side. Here he finds some nanofabricators still active. Too valuable to leave them here, he thinks, and scratches them off. He can have some of his own fabricators reprogram these. Otherwise, the scouting unit seems to be just scrap metal. He wonders whether he should take out its memory unit to analyze it. Perhaps it can tell him something about the plans of the other Marchenko, or at least his current location. It is probably encrypted, though. He analyzes the structure of the object. It appears to be made from a single block rather than from individual parts, typical for something produced by nanofabricators. The surface is very hard. He would have to produce a tool first in order to get to the memory unit. And how would he handle the encryption? He decides to take care of this thing on his return trip. Once he has liberated Eve from the bonds of the other Marchenko, he will have plenty of time for dealing with lesser problems. He arranges the object in such a way that he will be able to find it again quickly. For that purpose, he places other pieces of debris in a circle around the thing. Marchenko, too, looks up where the entrance to the alien building is waiting. Adam is probably awake by now. The boy will wonder where he went. He'd better hurry before Adam does something rash. While he locked him inside Valkyrie, Adam isn't stupid. Marchenko, too, would not be surprised if he found a way to communicate. He moves slowly upward. Here in the water, his current shape is practical, but the building probably won't be full of water. Therefore, he definitely has to adapt his form. Marchenko, too, starts to grow four appendages. He intends to use these for running, walking, gripping, whatever is required. He will keep the flexible outer membrane, which has helped him move swiftly through the water. The question is, how will Eve react to his shape? A squid on four legs, she will never recognize him. Yet he will need her trust. He needs her to follow him. It would be best to change the uppermost part of his body so it resembles a human head. The moment he enters the building through the opening, his mood changes. A moment ago, he was in the ice ocean of an alien planet, in a by now familiar environment where he feels he knows any possible dangers. Now, however, he is inside an edifice created by an unknown species. Here he cannot and must not take things for granted. Even if something seems familiar and looks harmless, it still might pose a danger. He is very strong-bodied and hard to destroy, yet a feeling comes over him which he has not experienced in a long time, an animal-like fear. He will not, must not, court danger unnecessarily. Therefore, the first priority is to check his surroundings. Marchenko, too, scans in all directions. He is close to the bottom of a dish-shaped area. Close ahead of him, he sees a jagged hole with a diameter of about 1.5 meters. It is the start of a canal leading into the depths of the building. He sees several similar passages, but they are covered with grates. Marchenko, too, swims upward. The water is approximately 10 meters deep. From its surface, his scanner shows him a dome about 10 meters above him, where several other canals end. They are not locked, but impossible to reach. He has no choice, and he doesn't like that. Could this be a trap? He wouldn't put it past the other Marchenko to have expected unwelcome visitors. On the other hand, it would be a rather obvious trap. He can exclude the possibility that the creators of this building had anything to do with it. They would not have destroyed the grate over the canal in such an unprofessional fashion. Of course, it is also possible that these signs of damage are ancient. So far, he has no indications that the building is still active. However, the other, Marchenko and Eve, can't be far from here, as the presence of the trashed scout unit tells him. Marchenko, too, floats down again. The dark canal is directly in front of him. When was the last time he was so afraid of something? That if he wants to reach Eve, he has to go through it now. He surges into the hole with a powerful movement of his outer membrane. It is strange, even though it is just as dark here as it is outside, and even though he has enough space for his slim body, he feels uncomfortably cramped. He swims ahead, slowly. Of course, nothing happens. After 1 minute, he calms down completely. It was silly to imagine a trap. The other Marchenko does not even know he has been in contact with Adam all this time. The passage bends, and then leads upward at a 30-degree angle. Gradually, the water grows warmer. He swims against the weak current. The reservoir probably serves as a cooling system, because it sits directly over the ice. What needs to be cooled in this building? The water temperature has risen to 15 degrees. In addition, the concentration of dissolved radioactive salts is increasing. He examines the walls of the passage. It is covered by a thin layer of sludge that must have been too heavy for the current. The layer contains heavy metals, and some of them are indeed radioactive. Does this building contain a working reactor? Meanwhile, the canal rises upward more steeply at 60 degrees. He has to work harder while swimming against the current. He reaches an area where the walls are clean. The canal is slowly becoming narrower. From the side, another passage joins the canal, but it is covered by a grating. Things are getting exciting. Marchenko, too, has the impression he will soon arrive, somewhere. By now, the water has reached a temperature of 25 degrees. There's another bend in the canal. If his instruments are correct, the water is now flowing horizontally. The canal widens again. It is no longer filled all the way to the top. Marchenko, too, examines the pipe. At regular intervals, he sees an oval opening at the top, covered by a plate. Could he be moving in a circle? He can clearly feel centrifugal forces toward the outside. He must have arrived at the location where the cooling is fulfilling its function. Therefore, he should get out now. By now, two of the four planned appendages have been finished and can serve as arms. He adjusts his swimming motion so he stays in place. Then he touches the oval plate. As expected, he finds four pegs, which, like screws, keep the plate in place. While it is not self-evident, some construction principles seem to be universal. Marchenko, too, turns the pegs. A human would have no chance of removing them from here, but luckily, he is no longer human. He finished loosening the pegs. Then he pushes against the plate with his other arm. It obediently moves and falls down with a clank. He is free. Now he only has to pull himself from the canal. He uses both arms to do this. The opening is large enough that he does not have to reconfigure his body. He hauls himself out, is able to briefly pause on the smooth round pipe, and then clatters to the floor. Shit, he thinks. If someone is here, I just called attention to myself. He tries to drag himself away with his two arms, but it is slow going. It can't be helped. He needs the other two appendages and has to lie here until they are finished. With great effort, Marchenko too drags himself behind a ledge and then fully concentrates on his modifications.